we call it barnyard.
Yeah, okay. And the place where cows and sheep might gaze, graze, where you turn them out?
Meadow or pasture.
Yeah. A fence that's made of vertical pieces of wood and woven together by wire.
A picket fence.
And then if it were made of steel.
And we call that woven wire.
And with barbs on it, you might call
it barbed wire fence.
Maybe your dad made one or had them, or your grandfather, a fence made of wood, a split
rail fence.
You ever hear the term or use the term worm fence?
No. Okay. We always referred to them as a rail fence. We had rail fences when I was a boy, yes.
You have used them then, huh?
Oh, yes.
And for the, well, the anchor for the barbed wire fence to hold it in place, ever so often you have to have in the ground.
Post.
And the plural of that, you call it several of them.
Post.
Okay. I don't, we wouldn't have had occasion to do this around here, but certainly the people in New England knew about it. Maybe some places in Indiana. Fence that would be built of rock or stone carried off the field. You'd refer to that maybe as a kind of fence that were built of such.
Stone fence. I know they have them. I see them in New England states yet.
Yes. Sometimes to get a setting hen, or laying hen, I should say, she's been laying out in the weeds someplace to lay where she should in a nest, we, in the past, would use an artificial kind of egg.
Well, a China egg.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about that.
That goes back a few years.
That's right. Mm.
And used to carry water in, made of wood in the past, a wooden vessel.
Well, the old wooden bucket, you mean?
Yes. Now, mm-hmm. If it were made of galvanized, with milk in it, so what would
we used to call them pail, milk pail.
So the distinction would, between bucket and pail would be wooden versus galvanized.
No, that's what we used to refer to.
So that if it were made of metal, the term
you always we always say pail.
Yeah. Okay. And the term that you might use, this might go back a few years too, to carry old leftover food stuff to the pigs. We used to
slop bucket.
Okay. Yeah. Right. For frying eggs and bacon.
Skillet.
Now the New Englanders seem to call that a spider. Have you ever heard that term?
Well, I have heard that. I didn't know what they were talking about. But I've read that term also.
Yes.
That I knew that it must refer to a frying pan.
I haven't found anybody in Allen County who wants to call it a spider. Yet.
Well.
I just can't find any of these New Englanders.
New England, I guess. That's right.
A huge open vessel made of iron, cast iron. We used to use it for butchering.
Cauldron, we used to call them, or hog kettle.
And this next one is a silly question. It's one of the utensils for eating that we use for dipping out sugar at the table.
Ladle, spoon,
yes.
Sugar spoon.
And for holding flowers.
Vase.
If the dishes are dirty, Mrs. might say, well, now after the meal, I must
do the dishes.
Okay. Or the fact that she's going to actually use water on them, you might say she must
wash them.
Okay. That word wash is an interesting
word. Apparently they tote.
Yes, right. That's what things about. Well, after washing the dishes, then she would
dry the dishes.
And before drying them, she might get the soap suds off by
scalding them.
Or
rinse them.
Okay. And she'd use